Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always great to check in with Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Calla.
Good morning.
Well, Calla, big news certainly from yesterday, as we've had on the news, and you can read all about it at mystratfordnow.com. No change when it comes to who will be responsible for animal control in our city. Stratford City Council voted unanimously at the regular meeting yesterday to extend an existing 3-year agreement for the work for up to 2 1-year terms to the Humane Society of Kitchener-Waterloo and Stratford Perth. So big news from yesterday, and good news moving forward, Calla.
We're so happy to be working with the city and to be supporting our community for all animal services. So if anybody is interested in learning more about what that means for people and pets in our community, please feel free to give us a call. We'd be happy to chat with you. Again, you can also go on our website to learn about what types of animal services we provide in the city of Stratford as well.
Okay, so we've got some early registry for some programs coming up, Calla.
Yes, we normally launch our registration early in the new year, so we wanted to let parents know that we are going to be launching our children's program registration a little bit earlier this year because we've had a lot of people asking. So if you're looking for PD Day coverage on January the 20th, or if you're looking to sign up for March break camp early, you can check out our website and register now. And more information about any of our other programs, the registrations that will be coming in January as well. So kwsthumane.ca is where you can find all that information.
And a very special shout out to McDonald's in Stratford, New Hamburg, and St. Mary's. They're really helping out this week with the Humane Society, Calla.
Yes, we are so thankful for their support. They are offering a matching gift this week where people can make a donation, and they'll be matching donations till the end of the week. And we're very, very happy that they have decided to choose us. And they support us ongoing all year. So we're extremely thankful, and a huge shout out to them and the team.
All right. And we've got, of course, animals that are available for adoption, for fostering with the Humane Society.
Yes, we are letting people know that we have a lot of dogs that are looking for a home this holiday season. Right now you can hop online and see cute little Ida, who's just 11 months old, on our website, who's available in Stratford. We have some other dogs that are also available at our Stratford Center. But of course, our Kitchener Center is not that far of a drive, and we have quite a number of dogs that are looking for a home there as well. So if you or somebody you know is looking, please hop on to kwsthumane.ca. Check out all of their pictures, their bios. See if it might be a fit for your family. And of course, you can fill out that adoption application right online. And we're just really hoping people will help to spread the word, because we have quite a number of dogs looking for a home.
And of course, gift options still available. Things like calendars and chocolate paws.
That's right. Calendars and chocolate paws are still available. They've been an absolute hit this year, as they have been every year. You can pick them up right at our center, so come on in. Our centers are open till 5:30 today, and you can purchase one in person and pop them in some stockings next week.
And you, as we've talked about, you can't buy just one chocolate paw. You have to bundle them.
No, that's right. You can't just buy one. You have to get lots and lots, because trust me, once you have one, you'll want another.
Oh, for sure. Again, kwsphumane.ca is the website for details. Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Again, more great news moving forward. Thanks so much, Calla.
Thanks for having me.